experience surge is waning in our area. I'm Luke Lukert.
A warning from former President Trump to the Republican in the Virginia race for governor. I'm Nick Iannelli.
An up-close look at the tools of war. I'm Neil Augenstein.
It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Steve Kaifen. President Biden hails the new weapon in the pandemic, booster shots, and addresses a controversial week at the southern border.
In his most extensive exchange with reporters in weeks, the president said he was horrified by images of Haitian migrants pushed into the Rio Grande by Border Patrol agents on horseback.
It's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay.
His administration has already said it will no longer use horses to patrol the border in Del Rio, Texas. Asked about his infrastructure proposals, the subject of wrangling among Democrats, Mr. Biden expressed confidence they'll pass. And because new taxes would pay for his plans, he cast the cost in these terms.
It's going to be zero.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
The president is encouraging people who are eligible to get the Pfizer COVID vaccine booster shot to roll up their sleeves now that the CDC has given the green light.
Booster shots will be available in 80,000 locations, including over 40,000 pharmacies nationwide.
The House committee investigating the Capitol attack has issued subpoenas for testimony from four key Trump insiders, including former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
The panel believes these four have relevant information about the buildup to the insurrection and have asked that they produce documents and appear at depositions in October.
The Republican effort to audit election results in Arizona turned out to give Joe Biden a wider margin of victory in the state. CBS's Ed O'Keefe on GOP moves in other states.
Pennsylvania and Wisconsin are the two states where they're still looking into the possibility of some kind of review of the results. And the Texas Secretary of State's office says it's going to review results in four counties, three of which President Biden won.
Investigators are piecing things together in the aftermath of yesterday's mass shooting at a Kroger supermarket in Collierville, Tennessee, that left one person dead and a dozen others wounded.
Detectives are still working in and around the store. And while it is an active investigation, law enforcement sources are telling CBS News this morning this appears to be a case of workplace violence.
CBS's Janet Shamlian says the gunman apparently took his own life. There are now charges against the fiancé of Gabby Petito, whose body was found last weekend in Wyoming. His whereabouts are unclear. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The U.S. District Court of Wyoming has issued a federal arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie, wanted for activities following the death of fiancée Gabby Petito. The warrant alleges he used an unauthorized bank card around the time of Gabby's disappearance.
And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down about 9 points. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth, personalized and affordable financial planning for everyday Americans. No wealth or asset minimums. Quality financial advice for every stage of your life.
1103 on WTOP. It's Friday, September 24. Sunny and 68 in Washington. We're heading to the mid-70s. Good morning, I'm Mark Lewis.
And I'm Michelle Bash. The top local stories we're following this hour. A month after an 8-year-old boy playing video games in an apartment was shot through a patio door, four men have been indicted in connection with his killing. Prosecutors say only three of them are responsible for the shooting that took the boy's life. The fourth was the target.
Charging documents say that 21-year-old Dominique Johnson was standing on the balcony of his Landover apartment on August 23rd when a car pulled into the parking lot and someone in the passenger side opened fire in his direction. The bullets missed Johnson but hit P.J. Evans, who was playing inside with his cousin. The three men who prosecutors say were in the car are charged with murder, attempted murder, assault, and weapons charges. Charging documents say a day earlier, Johnson admitted to shooting at 21-year-old Mark Nwacha, who was arrested that night. The next day, documents say Nwacha's brother Desmond and a friend, George Shaman, picked him up from jail. And 3 hours later, all three men participated in the retaliatory shooting that killed the little boy. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
There are breaking developments at this hour. We've just learned that the Marine Corps Marathon, scheduled for the last weekend in October, has now been canceled. Officials are blaming the cancellation on security and safety precautions now in place. The run will go ahead now as a virtual event. If you've already registered, you can get any virtual You can get a virtual entry into the event, get a refund, or use your registration for next year. Again, we've just learned that the Marine Corps Marathon, scheduled for the last weekend in October, has now been canceled.
Now to the pandemic. As in much of the country, the surge of cases caused by the Delta variant of the coronavirus appears to be ebbing in our area.
The 7-day average of case numbers has been leveling off over the past week. We also aren't seeing an increase of people going to the hospital.
With this Delta variant, over the last 2 to 3 weeks, it's really plateaued. You know, why that is, we don't know for sure.
Dr. Glenn Wortman is the director of infectious diseases at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. He thinks the cause might be a high vaccination rate.
The D.C. area is above 70% vaccinated. Ideally, it should be 100%. That's the only way out is vaccination.
Meanwhile, deaths caused by COVID continue to be a lagging indicator. While D.C. is only averaging a death a day, Virginia is seeing deaths increase. As of Thursday, an average of 37 people die a day. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
And you can hear the entire interview with Dr. Wortman on next week's episode of WTOP's Is It Normal Yet podcast that will be released on Monday morning.
Someone has stolen documents from a vaccination clinic in Southeast D.C. According to Safeway, 138 COVID vaccine consent forms were taken when a car was broken into and a backpack containing those forms was stolen. The car belonged to a Safeway employee who worked at the clinic on September 2nd, 4th, and 7th. Safeway says it has sent notifications to those whose forms were stolen.
Former President Trump is making his presence known in the general election in Virginia. He's warned the Republican candidate for governor, Glenn Youngkin, to be more public about his support for him.
Youngkin has treaded lightly around the issue of former President Trump. He tiptoed his way around it this week in an interview with WTOP. How closely do you align yourself with former President Trump?
I'm a 30-year business guy running for governor to go serve all Virginians.
Although he's been friendly toward Trump, the former president doesn't seem to think it's enough. He suggested in an interview with radio host John Fredericks that Youngkin won't win if he tries to play it down the middle and doesn't fully embrace Trump's movement.
When they do that, they never win. They have to embrace it.
Though he later sent an email to supporters showing Youngkin leading in a new poll. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Up ahead on WTOP, we'll check the weekend weather forecast. It's 11:07.
The world is changing faster than ever. Keep up with the Enterprise Cloud from Workday. A single system to continuously plan for every what-if scenario. Workday, the finance, HR, and planning system for a changing world.
The world's most unmistakable voice. An intimate evening with Josh Groban, live. Friday, October 1st, 8 p.m., Capital One Hall.